There's a bug in my window and it looks very suspicious and I don't like that.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Hey everybody, welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk about Bravo TV and related drama.
Dramas for your mamas.
For your mamas. Definitely for your mamas if they're into Bravo. Definitely send them this podcast. Yeah. Okay, so So this week we have Beverly Hills. It's, y'all, it was a boring week.
Yeah.
We have Beverly Hills, Dubai, Southern Charm, and Atlanta.
Honestly, thank God you guys have us, because if boring people were talking about these boring episodes, it'd be boring, boring, boring.
True. Okay, so we're going to start with our tea time at the very top. So,
drop the top,
make it drop.
God, I got songs today.
Songs. She's spitting songs. Okay. I have a recommendation. It's about 2 years old, but I just watched it, so I'm very excited. It actually might have been last year, but it's Next in Fashion with Tan France and his co-host, who I forget because all I care about is Tan France.
Is he who hosted?
Oh, he's on Queer Eye. He's one of the Fab Five.
But he hosted
the reunion for
Selling Sunsets.
Yeah, exactly. He's the best. Anyway, it's a competition fashion show and it's amazing and it's on Netflix and I crushed it in like a day. It was great.
Mm,
highly recommend.
Binge watch.
Jade tried to watch it with her boyfriend and he said, no, thank you.
He said, absolutely not. I'm not watching this. And he immediately turned it off and I didn't had no chance.
And he lied to me and said that he would watch it later.
Yeah.
He said, I'll try again at a later day. Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah. He said, maybe. Not that he would.
And then another thing that we wanted to talk about was we have good news in the Justice Department of the world. Kind of, I guess, maybe a little bit. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But Trump has had a very embarrassing week. As we have said before, this is not a political podcast.
But fuck you, yeah. Trump!
Except for when we want it to be, which is right now.
Yeah.
And he also got his passport revoked, so he cannot flee to any of his friend countries. So he's stuck here, and it's going to be fun to watch what happens.
And I can't wait to watch it. And if you support Trump, just really rethink that decision. And we also don't support you in that decision.
We don't support you in that decision, but we do support you in converting from that decision if you so choose.
And we are here.
And
you
can DM me if you want a list of reasons of why to not support him, because a bitch has a lisht.
Yeah. A lisht.
Okay. And then the last thing we wanted to talk about was Kathy Hilton.
I don't even know where to start with this.
I know, because she's so problematic. It's crazy, and it really bothers me that she gets excused from stuff.
Yeah.
But she came on Watch What Happens Live and called Lizzo precious.
Yeah, they were playing, like, a game of, like, does Kathy Hilton know this person? And she's, like, guessing. And Lizzo comes on, and she's like, And she's like, is that precious? And everybody started laughing, and I can just, because Andy wears that earpiece, you know, I bet everyone behind the scenes was like, stop fucking laughing and move on immediately. Stop.
For sure. Yeah. Like a panic attack.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bad look, and it really bothered me that Crystal like took up for her.
Yeah. I think everybody wanted to just move on from it.
Yeah. True.
Like, but what is like, Crystal supposed to do? Storm off the set, you know?
Not back her and be like, no, that's what she said. She is precious. Oh, she's precious.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Well, and here's the thing. It's like, okay, when did Precious the movie come out? Like fucking
like 20 years ago.
2002.
Yeah.
Also, the actor that plays, her name's not Precious. What is her name?
I don't remember.
Either way, the story that Precious is based off of is not what the girl looks like. Like, the real-life person does not look anything like that. And it's like, do you go around living your life thinking every maybe heavier black girl is precious?
Yeah. That's why it's so problematic.
Yeah.
If you guys don't remember Precious, go look it up. It's literally couldn't have less to do with Lizzo. It's so fucking weird.
It's this, and it's a really sad movie. So
yeah, it's very sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was creepy and odd, and
I want to know why her mind went there. I wouldn't.
I know
think
why.
Of Precious. Why?
Because she stereotypes. Because she's racist.
Oh. So she thinks everyone is sad and broke.
But she like that movie stands out to her as the symbol of how people who look like that are.
Makes sense. I don't have any other reason, so I'll take it.
I mean, she has showed, she keeps getting excused for stuff. I mean, but like her whole family is like so racist. It's like,
yeah,
it's crazy. I don't even understand why people are like, oh no, it's just Kathy, so it's funny. It's like, no, and that's why we have problems, is because people
actually make like exceptions for people.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was weird, that but we still cray. We still have Colorado to see her temper tantrum.
So why in Colorado? Okay, I need enough. Enough's enough.
Enough's enough. That's all we have for the drama at the top, but we're gonna dive into Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. I want you guys' take. What do you think about the charity name Homeless Not Toothless? Because
you guys, I don't know if you... She said homeless, not toothless.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So let me know what your thoughts are, because I thought that is fucking ridiculous.
So weird.
That is a weird homeless, not toothless.
She did say that they, like, were not super established.
Yeah.
Before...
Yeah.
So they maybe didn't think anyone was ever going to hear their name.
Yeah. It was so bizarre. Homeless, not toothless. I was like, what?
I love the idea of it. And I do love that Dorit's dentist is giving away a smile.
A free smile. So cool. Oh my God.
Do you ever watch those videos of like
the transformative teeth?
Or not the teeth, but like when like barbershops will do like a day homeless where they, people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's people amazing. Get jobs like boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Because.
Yeah.
They're taken care of for once.
Kyle and I actually had this debate because I was telling him, I'm like, I hate when people say like, oh, just go get a job. Oh, just go get a job to like homeless people.
Right.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? They like, have to show up to an interview fucking up from the streets.
Yeah.
They don't look presentable. Who's going to hire them?
Where's your shower?
Where's your shower?
Where are your clothes? Like, exactly. Are you kidding?
Where's your car to show up to work every day? Exactly. Like, what, are they just supposed to be homeless?
How do you get an interview in the first place without Wi-Fi and internet and a laptop and all the things? Like,
exactly.
People just are so short-sighted.
It's so frustrating. So I really hate that. But yes, when barbers do go in and, like, clean people up, they literally look like all new people.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
I love stories like that.
And this is also a social issues podcast now.
Yeah,
true. This episode. No, yeah, it's not.
Sorry, but... I'm diverting. So anyways, Homeless Not Toothless is a very interesting name. Love it. Stand by it, though. I thought it was really sweet. And I'm glad Dorit's kind of like going to bat for it, because I think like her putting a stamp on it is going to help them.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm sure they have a million more followers and funding now after being on the show.
Right. But then we have Erica, who's a messy mess, and she convinces herself she can have a drink. And it's like, why don't we just be sober?
Yeah.
Because Erica's one drink that she convinces herself of having leads to two drinks, leads to three drinks, and then she's falling over.
She's a messy mess, not a pretty mess.
No, yeah, she's mess. So yeah, I think, I also want to get a hot take on that. Do you think Erica is able to have a drink, or just one? Or should she not drink at all?
Are you asking me or the audience? Okay. I feel like if she had self-control, she really could do one drink.
Yeah.
Honestly. But she won't. She won't do one single drink. She was like, I need just one. But one is four.
Right.
And it's like, what? It's literally, don't even say it if you're not going to do it.
Right.
Just why say, are you even pretending? You're literally on camera. Yeah. We can count how many drinks you've had.
Right. And the producers will count.
They will count. They will absolutely count. You think they're going to give you a break? You're fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just, it's just boring. It gets boring. It's just like, I grow tired of you being sloppy on my screen.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, please leave.
Exactly. Well, and then we have another slop mess of Kyle.
It's all slop.
Well, you can tell she's tuned up. And this is at the event that Dorit's hosting, by the way. When Kyle's literally asking every single person if Rinna told Sutton to get the fuck out of her house. And then Sutton even says, Kyle, I don't want to talk to you about this right now. And Kyle's like, okay, anyways, Rinna, did
Kyle said boundaries. I already told Crystal I don't give a fuck about those. Yeah,
exactly. And so... you can tell Sutton does not want to talk about it. And then she talks to Garcelle about it. Then she asks Dorit about it. Then she asks I don't think she asks Erica, because I think that's who she initially had the conversation with. And then she asks Rinna.
In front of everyone.
In front
of... At the table. Yelling.
Everyone.
By the way.
Yelling. And then she's, like, sitting behind Mo and laughing. And it's like, well, it's not funny. It's actually annoying, because the people who weren't there, even Crystal was like, my friends were texting me on the table, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, which was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. But also not recommended.
Like, not recommended, no. Not but good. I'm trying to be one of those friends.
Yeah.
Watching this shit everything show. Burn. Yeah.
And I just think, like, it's another thing where Kyle's just getting, like, so, like, too messy almost, where mm-hmm. it's like, okay, just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's annoying.
Someone posted a picture of her at this dinner and said that she was giving this, like, really diabolical look. And they were like, the look you give right before you get put on pause.
Yeah.
And I was like, true. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to watch right now because she's so reckless.
Yeah.
Like, how she gets worse and worse when it's like, oh, if you only knew how much you're hated right now. And this mm-hmm. is only halfway through the season, honey. Right. This is now cringe.
Well, her sister is about to come in and take the heat off of her.
True.
And then people just forget. Like, just bloop.
Yep.
Just forget.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
So, I don't know. So then it starts getting messy. Everybody's fighting at this point. Rinna's like, I didn't tell you to get the fuck out of my house, which she actually kind of was, right?
Here's another poll. Do you agree with the claims that Rinna made? Because she said, I didn't say to get the fuck out of my house, which was true. But then she proceeded to say, I did not say the word fuck. When she actually did say, fuck you, Sutton. So there's that. But
yeah.
But
she didn't say, do get I the blame fuck her?
Not really, because Sutton's the worst. But I mean, throwing someone out of your house is extreme, though, I have to say.
Yeah, but like some of that you already don't like. It's like, why are you even fucking here? I actually don't like you. We've been beefing forever. Like, get out. Go, go.
Yeah, go. But also, like, Sutton was actively apologizing to Rinna. It was crazy.
That's true. But Sutton pushes people right to their limits.
She does.
And then as soon as they're, like, flying off the handle, that's when she's like, okay, I'm sorry.
When they're already falling.
Yeah. And it's, like, too late.
They are in free fall.
They are free fall. Okay. Sorry.
It's that kind of night.
But then Rinna just starts screaming across the table,
full on screaming.
And then she's like, and you want to know what, because they're bringing up the Elton John fucking charity event again, which it's like, oh my god, like, oh, who even gives a shit? But they bring
it does
that up
bother
again.
Me to no end that this is what Rinna thinks is like fair to get this upset about.
Yeah,
where I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, right.
You've tried to bury people.
Yeah,
for real shit. Right. Not charity fucking bullshit.
Right.
Your stupid fucking ticket that you should just have donated. Whatever.
Yeah. So then Rinna's like, and you want to know who else? Actually, Erica was like, you want to know who else it hurts? It's Harry. And then Rinna's like, yeah, Harry. So then.
Perfect.
So then Sutton was like, I actually texted Harry and I apologized.
She did. She got out her glasses too.
Yeah, she did. And I actually believe that Sutton did apologize. And I think fucking Lisa forgot.
I don't believe anybody. Everyone's a liar.
Okay.
And everyone's psychotic. I don't know who to believe because we didn't see the text. I don't know. Sutton lies. Rinna lies. Everyone fucking lies. Sutton's crazy. Rinna's crazy.
Everyone's fucking
crazy.
Who's to
say? Who's to say what happened?
Okay. Fair. But I believe Sutton.
Okay.
Who do you guys believe? Tell us. I believe Sutton. Why? How would she just read all that and make it up? I don't know.
I don't know. She probably, maybe she put it in a note. Put it on a notepad on her phone.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's too much work.
I don't know. These bitches are crazy. Anyway.
And so then Kyle's like, I just want to make sure that everyone's good and they need to talk it out and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, Kyle, shut the fuck
up. You don't want to make sure everyone's good.
No, you want good
TV. If you are diabolical, like you fucking were acting in the scene,
yeah,
just own being diabolical. Like, yeah, Lisa Rinna. Right. She's like, I'm a bitch and everyone hates me.
Yeah.
It's fine. Who right. cares? And then she wears her hair like a villain on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. And then she owns it. Meanwhile, Kyle's like, I am just like, I just really care about everyone. What did she say like on vacation earlier in the season when she's like, I am a fixer? And Garcelle was like, bitch.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Which Garcelle's not either.
Yeah, same.
But she also didn't say she was. She was just calling Kyle out for right, not being
exactly.
That. Anyway. But they're the two messiest bitches.
Mm-hmm.
But then Rena has a full breakdown, and she's like, I'm just with my mom, and, like, Sutton, this really doesn't have a lot to do with you, and, like, whatever.
That did make me tear up.
I know, that made me really sad, because I'm like, you do sometimes. When people die, you get a little explosive.
Yes, you do. And she was, like, she had a panic attack.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
Yeah, it was sad. And I feel like she's really held it together, and it was just a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
and
her mom died, bro.
Yeah.
People don't have sympathy for that shit, but it's really fucking sad.
But I feel like everybody did pull together.
No, they did. Oh, but I mean, like, viewers and stuff.
Yeah,
like, right. People are savage. Well,
and, like, people are saying, like, it's an excuse, and it's, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Guys, when people die, just be fucking nice to people, dude.
Yeah. Just be nice.
I mean, be nice normally, but really be nice when people die.
And I mean, you don't have to use it as an excuse forever, but, like, when it's just really fresh, let people just be emotional for a little bit. It happens.
It's called grief. It's this crazy fucking concept. And it blows.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was...
That's kind of it for Beverly Hills.
That's pretty much it. It wasn't very interesting. That was a fun little surprise show or performance they had.
Yeah. I didn't know
that was cute.
Yeah, it was.
I know the song. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what her name is, but everyone was excited, so that was cute.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll be back next week with that. Moving on to, we are now going to Dubai.
Dubai, which I'd love to visit Dubai.
Which we're actually on an island this episode.
Island boys. Okay. So I forget how to say it. Nurai Island.
I was just going to say island. I was going to refer to it as the island the whole time.
I forget how to say it, but anyways, it's Caroline's favorite spot. And, she wants to take the girls there, which I thought was sweet. And honestly, they just have, like, a really good time.
It was so cute. I loved it.
Yeah. There was not really any drama, but when they were picking rooms, these bitches get so petty over rooms.
The rooms are, we've said it before. I'll say it again. I don't give a fuck. Miss me with the room drama. I can't.
Literally, it's insane. I think the host should get the nicest room.
Yeah.
And other than that, who gives a shit?
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. So then they're going through the rooms, and Chanel and Brooks are just fighting over Lisa's friendship.
Brooks is a 5-year-old who needs anger management.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She does get explosive.
She's so... I am not a fan.
And it's just like, I don't know. It was just so stupid and so quick. And I was just like, and why are you? And even Ayan was like, people get so mad that we're close. And it's just like, what? And she's like, you're just like up her asshole.
When they did the flashback, I did laugh though. And everything Lisa said, and she's like, yeah. And then we're going to be done. And then we're going to be done.
Yeah.
So funny.
But I just think they're close and their friendship's cute. And they're not, like, overly obsessed with each other. They do stuff without each other, too.
Yeah, right. And they have other friends. But everyone has their, like, ride or die.
Yeah.
First of all, we're each other's, in case you didn't notice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, Lisa is, like, kind of flawless. So it's like, who wouldn't want to be friends with her?
Right.
I would,
too.
Way over Brooks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, my God. Well, and then speaking of Lisa, so she has, like, a very honest conversation the next day at breakfast, I think it was. And she's like, you guys, like, I, like, feel spirits. She's like, I literally, and then she talked about her brother's death, which was horrible and so sad.
Yeah, that was so sad.
So sad. But then she talked about how she literally solves her brother's death. He had been missing for how long?
I don't remember how long, but he was coming to her in her dreams.
Yeah.
Which I totally believe her.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people don't believe in that stuff.
I believe in it because it's like, oh, okay, you think they just randomly found him while they told her exactly, she told them exactly where to be, exactly where to go. Mm-hmm. Like, you think that was just a guess?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was crazy.
And I totally agree with what I mean, obviously there's no way to know, but I feel like I have thought that before where when she mentioned about how if your spirit is restless, like something you had, like your murder was like, you know, you died mysteriously or you were murdered in a way people don't really, like if it's something that's like disturbing your spirit that you would stick around in this plane.
Yeah.
Like it does make sense to me that your energy is just like confused kind of thing. So I agreed with that. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was absolutely crazy. And I thought it was a really cool story.
Yeah.
And probably so not one that she wants to talk about all the time because it involves her brother dying. Mm-hmm. But
God, that's so sad.
I thought it was really cool that she opened up about that.
Yeah.
And I love hearing stuff like that. Like, it's so.
And then Caroline was ready to just. Stanbury was like, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like, Stanbury doesn't really give a shit about anything. True. Even her husband talks and she's like, okay, so next.
True.
Like, it's truly insane. But then we're at the last dinner again. This episode completely uneventful, like very, 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 just a filler. And it starts off, and Sergio's on Instagram fucking live, crying that he's not with Caroline on her vacation. And I'm like, if that doesn't, and I mean, scream red flags.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're crying, and then you're going to social media. You are the biggest attention seeker that I have now met.
Mm-hmm.
Not, I haven't met you, but that I've seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You're ridiculous.
Which we watch all the drama shows, so that's
we watch all the drama shows. That's insane. I cannot imagine if my significant other, if he went on Instagram Live,
Kyle would literally never know what Instagram Live is. First of all, he would have to download Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. He also doesn't have Instagram.
Make an account.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And learn and Google how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and none of those things are happening. Mm-mm. And I just thought it was like, honestly, it's just pathetic to me. It's not even.
It's weird.
Yeah. I wish I didn't even know. Like, it just makes me mad.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Same. Where it's just like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. And then, and you know what? In addition to that, I'm actually just sick of him, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of his, like, really ignorant comments that remind me of how, like, how some men are.
Mm-hmm.
But him just, like, making those comments about the umbilical cord. It's just, like, every time it's something where I'm just, like, you don't understand anything.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are trying to force your wife, who is older.
Yeah.
It's already dangerous. It already can be dangerous.
But it is dangerous for
her. But I mean, just generally speaking, being older and having a baby can be dangerous already. So there should be sensitivities around that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, she had almost died before and she could die. Meanwhile, you have no idea about the process at all. And you're not even going to sit down and learn about it before you try to force. You act like you're a 14-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy.
Well, because she made the comment. She was like, it's time to cut the cord.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to go on vacation with her.
Yeah.
And he was like, cut the cord. And she's like, the umbilical cord. And he goes, what's that? And I was like.
And he was like, and why would I cut that?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you are so dumb.
So he's so stupid. And it's honestly embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It's not cute. It's not funny.
Like, you're supposed to be, what, like 30? Whatever. You're an adult man.
He is in his 20s.
And you're going to have a child. You need to not be dumb.
Yeah. And maybe you should learn about what an umbilical cord is before you.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, he should know something about how a woman's reproductive system works.
Yeah.
If his wife is in danger of dying from having a baby. I don't know. Just a fucking suggestion.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't think he's cute. I don't think he's funny.
Thanks for coming to my TED Talk about why Sergio is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sergio is the worst.
So then back to real time.
And, okay, so then we get past that and everybody's like, oh, haha, LOL. And everybody's very weird about it because it's so stupid. And, I can't, whatever. And so then they all kind of start fighting. I can't even really remember why they were fighting.
Because it's just like, okay, this is where I forgot it that I wanted to say this. Because, you know, sometimes when there's, like, somebody who everything you say, you feel like they're misinterpreting what you're saying. I feel like Brooks has that with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, and I honestly think it's, like, a language barrier thing. Because just from watching it, honestly, like, over and over, I feel like, Sarah will say things, like, definitively that are, like, a suggestion or an opinion. But it sounds like she's, like, taking a hard stance on something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, the way that she's... It's, like, literally just her English.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because she was talking about how she...
How she's not dependent on a man. And at first, like, they... Like, she was taking it as... She's saying that she's dependent on a man and shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But what she was saying is that you're making the right decision because you're not... Then, therefore, you're not dependent on a man. So she was, like, giving her props. But And Caroline, I was like,
or Brooks came back around to that.
She did. Though, yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. But at first, that's kind of how it started to spiral a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that's what happened. And then it started to, like, because Stanberry got involved with that, where she's yeah. like, but she's not dependent. And then fucking here comes Chanel Ayan, who's like, what's wrong with being dependent on a man? Yeah. I'm dependent on my husband, which yeah. is like,
what?
Do you just need to be the center of attention this yes. badly? That's like, yes. Of course it's different. What? Right. It's her abusive ex-husband.
Right.
What the fuck? Right. Of course it's different. Yes, be dependent on your husband. That's totally fine. You're married and happy. Like, right. that makes way more sense. It's so crazy. And then Stanberry was like, what did she say? Something that was like, basically, it was like the same as with Sarah and Brooks, where she was like not coming at Ayan at all. She was saying something about like, because you have your own business, or when you're your own businesswoman.
Yeah.
Or whatever, however she said it. And Ayan was like,
I have my own business.
Why do you insinuate that I yeah. don't do anything? She was like, I don't even like Stanberry, but I was like, yeah. so team Stanberry for this. Because I was like, she was not attacking.
And
like,
Ayan would not stop yelling.
But it was like Brooks and Sarah were like spot on when they're like, mm-hmm. something absolutely triggered her. Like yeah. She was definitely very clearly, like, she has, she's sensitive about it. She, like, feels some type of way already.
Yeah.
Like, is, like, maybe embarrassed for depending on her husband or something, clearly, because she is a loose cannon over mm-hmm. it. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. That was so nuts. But at the end, she's, like, literally defending, like, her working.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it was, like, no one said you don't work.
Yeah.
That's why I think she's self-conscious about, like, the depending on the husband okay. thing. Got because it. She's, like, overreactive.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we've seen what? Yeah. Everyone knows. No one said that.
Right.
It's crazy. And then yeah, and crazy. It just kind of explains like why she even jumped in with that anyway when they're talking about an abusive ex-husband. It was like, what?
Right.
Why are you even throwing that in here anyways?
Yeah.
So it was weird and we have it to be continued. So
yeah. I know. I'm also team Stanberry on that one because I just thought that was insane. And I'm like, and I agree. Like, just shut up for 1 second.
Just shut up. It's not about you. You don't need to be in the center of every yeah. conversation.
And it's so hard to, like, if it's, like, if you would stop talking and let me explain my point for 1 second.
Oh, my God. And Stanberry really does say you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No, she didn't say shut the fuck up. But she did say you need to shut up right yeah. now. Because but she's like, let me talk. And then right. she did for 10 seconds, didn't even let her finish.
Mm-hmm.
And then, sorry. Have to go back to it. Fucking Sergio shows up on a goddamn jet ski.
Oh, yeah. Right. I know. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Just go away for
a
second.
They were there for a weekend.
A weekend. Not a week. Oh, not 7 days. A weekend.
A weekend. Mm. Don't be dependent on your partners like that, people.
Just don't. Just, you know what? Don't.
I get like a week. I would start to miss Kyle after a week of not seeing him.
After a weekend. But you're not going to show up on a jet ski.
No, a week of not seeing
him. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. A weekend. No, I would never show up to where he's at.
I'm telling you, you'd miss him after a weekend, but you at least wouldn't show up.
Oh, yeah. I'd miss him and I'd be like, hey, how are you?
Jade's like, day two.
Yeah. She's like, no.
Anyways, I'm bored.
Yeah. No, I am very dependent on my significant other, but I would never. Oh, my God. No.
Just
no.
like.
No,
it's a lot. No, it's a lot.
So now we have Southern Charm. And, okay, overall vibe of Southern Charm is I think Olivia is getting way too much attention. I don't like her and it's annoying me.
You know what? I think they're trying to create, like, the base core around, like, Catherine. And it's not working.
Okay, the moment they do that, I'm done with Southern
Charm. I know, exactly. I think it's just not working.
Yeah.
And because Catherine is the worst, and yeah. I don't know why so many people like her. I truly do not.
I think people feel bad for her, and that
I don't know. She gets a lot of like, oh, she's so funny. I love her. She's just like ruthless, and it's like she's a lunatic.
Yeah.
In what way is that funny?
Anyway, yeah.
But and then her closest person is Olivia,
mm-hmm.
who's the worst.
Yeah, and she has an underbite, and she talks funny.
Andy was like, we have Catherine as a guest and Olivia Flowers. And I was like, who the fuck is Olivia Flowers?
Yeah.
Literally, when she was on Watch Happens Live the other day. Flowers? Yeah.
Oh,
okay, I'm glad I didn't know the... I'm glad I wasn't the only one that didn't know that. I was like, who in the fuck is that? And I was her. Yeah. It was her. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and that episode of Watch What Happens Live is not fun. It was just like, terrible. Shut up. Both you guys.
And that's what they're trying to do with something charming. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. The moment, if it's, no. No.
Absolutely fucking no. You know, I actually kind of feel like there's a battle right now. Is it going to be around Madison or is it going to be around Catherine?
I don't think it should be around either.
Well, I mean, right to Bravo.
Madison went to Instagram Live and she was like, ask me anything, whatever. And one person chimed in and was like, I need advice. What do you do for your husband who cheats on you? And she was like, one, cheat on him back. And I'm like, nope, we're not going to.
Nope.
We should not encourage people to cheat on their
sleep. No. I think, oh God, she's so crazy. I think both are bad decisions, but yeah. That is kind of seems like what they're doing because they're both insane.
Why can't we write it around like Craig Austin and Shep? They're at least funny.
What? Why would you say that?
I don't know. Naomi.
Naomi, yeah.
Right around her.
Right around Naomi.
Leva and Vanita.
Leva.
No, Leva hates everyone. She unfollowed everyone.
She's not wrong. Everyone's terrible.
Okay, I agree. Okay, anyways, let's jump into this.
Yeah, here episode. We are.
Okay, so it starts off with Olivia, Catherine,
and Taylor. Also let us know, who do you think it should be around? Catherine or Madison? If it had to be one.
I would never pull that.
Why?
Because I would never answer it. I'd skip right over that poll. I'd be like, neither.
Don't skip a poll. Don't be a person who skips a poll.
Actually, sometimes I just respond to it randomly just so I can see what everybody else is voting
for. Yeah, I know. Sometimes that gets the best of me, too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay.
Okay, Olivia, Catherine, and Taylor go to brunch. And one thing that bothered me is, like, I know Olivia and Vanita didn't get off to the hottest start, but even when, like, Vanita was really trying with her, she was so cold at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And at this lunch, she's a totally different person. And mm-hmm. she's just like, ah, and she's so bubbly. I'm like, why couldn't you at least, like, fake it with mm-hmm. Vanita? Even a little bit. Like, you were so cold and so awkward and so just unamused.
Mm-hmm.
And
just an awful bitch.
Yeah. It was just...
She's gross.
It was just kind of nasty. And then Marcy, Shep's cousin, sets Olivia up with a date to the dog wedding.
This was all so awkward.
The date or the whole dog wedding?
The date.
Oh, yeah.
Just watching was so awkward. She called him the wrong name.
Yeah.
In her
confessional.
That made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
And then it's just awkward. It was just all awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love Shep's cousin. What's her name again?
Marcy.
Marcy. She is so fucking funny and savage.
She is funny.
And
she's rich, honey.
And she's rich. And I just like her.
Yeah.
And she's like, and also I just did this because I thought Shep needed it to be thrown in his face. He didn't do anything about it.
No, Austin.
Sorry. Yes, Austin. Yeah. He didn't do anything about it. I told him he needs to make a move.
And she's like, are you dating or not dating? I'm confused about your relationship, so you're not dating then.
And she's like, all right, well, then I'm going to hook her up with somebody.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how you feel about that.
That was truly amazing. And then we have this fucking dog wedding that I'm just like, why am I watching this?
I actually kind of loved it.
Did you?
Because anything Patricia does, I am here for it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm like, Patricia, you want to do a dog wedding? And she's like, I don't get, like, this is all I have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But it was just crazy. But Austin and Madison are the bridal or the wedding party. And I thought that was so funny.
So funny.
Because it's so awkward for them. And Austin is so cringy every single time.
I mean, the dude wears his entire, every emotion he's ever had on his sleeve. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's all up on the sleeve. And then not only is Austin pissed that Madison is in the wedding party, but then he's pissed that Olivia brings a date. So he just
gets, and he cannot hide it.
At all. Like, he gets uppercutted and then just like crossed.
And then lower cutted.
Yeah. Up and lower. And uppercut just, like, and a lower cut. Yeah. But then Madison's talking to him and she's like, why can't you even, like, just be nice and say hi? And it sends Austin into a fucking frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, we have nothing to talk about. I don't know why you need to. I do say hi to you. And she's like, actually, you don't.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't. Whatever. And then everybody was kind of asking her, like, why is it so awkward between? And she's like, I got engaged. And now he can't handle himself.
He can't handle himself. And he couldn't before, but he at least would be nice. But when she would walk in, he would still lose his mind. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
If he would try to play it cool for 5 seconds, she wouldn't, like, bother him so much. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like she picks at him a little bit because of how much it bothers him.
Yeah.
And it's like, just play cool for a second. Right. And then she'll go away. And then you can act like a normal person again. Right. Like, I actually kind of feel.
Acting not normal.
And I really, really dislike him. But I even feel bad for him. Because I'm like, you are just.
You can't.
You're hopeless.
He went on a date with Olivia and just talked about Madison.
The whole time.
And then got mad at Madison. I'm like, you guys are on a fucking show together.
I know. Did you watch his Watch What Happens Live with that fucking annoying wrestler dude? Oh, okay. It was annoying. It was all annoying. But he was getting grilled on why he talked about it the whole time. And he was kind of like, did I talk about it the whole time? It's like, did you watch? You didn't watch the episode then, clearly.
Yeah.
Because you literally
didn't talk about it. Producers might have cut and edited it, though, to make it seem like still. It. But still, he talked about it enough to get way all those too clips, much. And that's not good.
Yeah.
And then got mad at Olivia when she invited Madison to...
Party. And then Olivia came on and was just like, I can defend all of Austin's actions.
I can defend
Madison's the enemy.
He's tall and everybody else is crazy.
I just like love that he's tall.
And also, why does Olivia have so many confessionals? Get this bitch off my screen.
I know. Less of her, more less of
anyone else.
I would take more of Austin. And I'm not even fucking kidding. Mm-hmm. But then somebody puts more of Austin, then I'll be mad and I'll be like, I would take more of Olivia. I know. They're the worst. Both the worst. Anyway.
So Austin's just crazy. And then speaking of crazy, Craig is so awkward around Naomi. It's cringe. Where it's like, okay. I kind of get why Craig wants to create those barriers for Paige. Because for Paige regarding Naomi, because it is kind of weird that like you're around your exes so much. Like you guys don't need to go on one-on-one coffees and dinners and whatever. It is weird. I wouldn't like that. But it's like he can't even be around her without being like,
so like weird.
Fidgety. It's like, just calm down.
And I feel like, okay, here's my thing why I'm so resistant to this whole thing. Because when him and Naomi dated, she basically had to, like, completely lie for him. Mm-hmm. And he threw her under the bus and let her take all the heat for his lies until eventually she came out and she was like, I was covering for him this entire time.
Yeah.
Then she breaks up with him because he's toxic and a fucking nightmare of a partner.
And
just to remind
lazy.
Everyone.
He didn't do lazy. Anything.
So lazy. Why would anyone stay with him? Yeah. That'd be crazy. And now she gets heat for it. And it's like, he was the worst partner ever.
Yeah. People need to rewatch
He, like, really sucked. And so then they break up. And, and she starts seeing someone else, and he literally tries to create this narrative. He spends, like, maybe two seasons trying to create this narrative that she is obsessed with him. Mm-hmm. When he is actually the one obsessed with her, until finally in a reunion, he is like, well, I just never got the closure. Fine. I'm the one obsessed with Naomi because I didn't get closure. After, like, literally trying to make her look like a lunatic for, like, two seasons. That was so crazy.
Yeah.
And so now that she comes back, I can't help but be really anti everything he says, because I'm like, you guys, you have presented this in a certain type of way to Paige, because who has clearly not watched you on all these seasons, or else who the fuck would date you? And now you have presented it to her in this way that Naomi has been probably obsessed with you for a million years, et cetera, et cetera. You're a great boyfriend. She just misses you so much, whatever. And so now they're just being mean and bully, trying to like spin this thing that she is still obsessed with Craig. So that's why I'm just like, I just don't buy it, because like with her, she like comes back, they like hook up. They're probably like hanging out, and all of a sudden the cameras start and Paige comes around, and now he's acting all weird and crazy. So of course she's like, dude, what's your fucking deal? Like you were normal and now you're a fucking psychopath. So I like, that's what I think it is. That's why I'm like very sus about the whole thing.
I do absolutely hate the narrative that like Craig was this, like, Craig is a good boyfriend to Paige.
He was to Paige, not to Naomi.
I'll never forget that time she was hosting like a charity event or something, and he was supposed to create the print for her, and he was late and he didn't have it, and he used to procrastinate with everything. And he fucked shit up all the time. Remember when Pat asked him to do pillows and he couldn't even do that? And now everybody's like, oh, Naomi, you should have been more patient with Craig sewing. Fuck that. Craig's sewing is blown up because he's on Summer House and in Southern Charm.
Exactly. Remember when he started this business and he like literally just fucked around and he slept in late? His assistant started the business for him. Right. It only took off because he's on Southern Charm and he's attractive. Right. Literally. That's the only reason why.
Exactly.
And so it's very frustrating. And with Naomi, it's like he was staying at her parents' place, riding on her coattails, like literally not doing anything, dropping out of school, lying to. Yeah. It's like, who would not?
The bar exam.
Yeah, exactly. The bar. And like totally let her cover for him. Like all that shit was like, you guys, if you stayed with someone like that, you would be an idiot. Right. So
and then he has the nerve to say like, because she compares Matul to Craig and Craig gets so mad. And he's like, no, you left a loving relationship for a guy who cheated on you. And it's like, no, she didn't.
She literally didn't.
She literally left you who is kind of a loser. No offense. She
left a toxic loser.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he's turned it around, but I mean, she overcompensated because all Matul did was work and like neglected her in her own way. But oh my god, it wasn't like she left this amazing thing. No, it was not like that at all. For shit,
right? And so now Paige's weird comments about just being so annoyed, like she's just like obsessing over him, and it's like sit the fuck down. Yeah. He literally like cheated on you with her, so you look kind of stupid a little bit.
Exactly.
Which is fine. You do you.
Yeah. Well, but, and then speaking of Paige, she goes right up to Austin and is like, our girl Sierra's in town. And it's like, why would you want Sierra after all the shit Austin put Sierra through?
If you haven't watched the most recent season of Summer House, I almost said Summer Charm.
Yeah.
Please go watch that right now. Take a break. Pause it. Go crush that. Come back.
Yeah.
Because he absolutely shits on her best friend.
Yeah.
A lot of times treats her like fucking dirt, and she wants them to hang out because she's selfish and she wants to hang out with
it is all four of them. Fucked up. I would never. I would be like, don't you ever touch my best friend.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so she has this persona that's really annoying because she really is trying to embrace the Southern Charm life, I think, because I think she wants to swap and, you know, live happily ever after with Craig and be a Southern Charm person. And so she's like just so different on this and like just acting like so hot shit and like weird and not good. I'm not a fan because I liked her before.
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe Southern Charm is the end all be all for everybody I like.
I mean, God. Just really not a lot of likable people.
Yeah. But that's it. Hopefully we have more next week because this episode was also, I'm like, what the
fuck? Season is just not good so far. Yeah, it's not just good. Not.
Yeah. I agree.
Bring Chelsea back.
Bring Chelsea back.
Oh, bring Cameron back. Ditch Catherine, ditch Olivia, bring Chelsea, bring Cameron.
I love Chelsea and Cameron. Those are my girls. And Danny.
Danny's dope.
I like Danny.
Danny's dope.
She's just like a calm, like nice energy.
Yeah, Catherine was so did her fucking dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about Atlanta, which is a good bless, hallelujah, for being literally the only interesting show that's on right now.
I don't even, okay, Kenya, I just don't like Kenya. I never will. I hate the person that she is. And she comes in hot again. And I'm glad she's having more fun. But I'm just like, just get her off my screen. She's somebody that I'm like, you're an evil, nasty villain. I hate you.
She's not a good person.
And she literally shows up late to Sonya's event.
Intentionally, by the way. Very obviously intentionally.
And again, is telling everybody besides Sonya what she's going to do. Because Candy knew about it already somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I wasn't checked.
Just like she did with Marlo, might we remind you. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, no one checked in on me, so.
Yeah, whatever. No one made sure I had dinner?
Yeah.
Are you a child? What the fuck? So weird.
It was crazy. And so then Kenya and Sonya sit down and they talk about it. And Sonya's like, Kenya, what's going on? And Kenya's like, well, I haven't shown up late to your events. And Sonya was like, well, you have. And then producer said, rewind. And, she was an hour late to dinner and then she was 2.5 hours late to this whole entire day that Sonya had planned. And she's like, well, if you must know, this divorce is really hard. And she's crying with her crocodile tears. And she's like, okay, I'm not discrediting divorces. I'm sure they're hard, but you cannot use that as an excuse every time you purposefully shit on somebody.
Yeah.
And she's like, this divorce is really hard. Like, I had a really tough conversation with Brooklyn because she doesn't want to talk to her dad and blah, 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 blah. And Sonia's just kind of listening. And in her confessional, she's like, okay, how come every time you do somebody dirty, you talk about your husband, your divorce, and your kid? And I'm like, yeah, she does do that. It's insane. And it's like, no, you're happy-go-lucky. You're purposely shitting on people. And then when they call you out, you use every excuse so that they can't really say anything to you. And that's so fucked up.
Yeah. It's giving Sutton, by the way, which is why I hate her.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a PSA, like, having trauma does not give you an excuse to be horrible to other people.
Yeah.
Like, people, if they have the kindness in their hearts, can forgive you for acting like an asshole when you're going through something, but it does not give you a fucking reason. Like, I hate when people use that as a, well, I'm going through this, and that's why I went out of my way to be horrible to you.
Right.
It's like, fuck you.
Right.
That's so crazy.
And how about if you had to have that conversation that was really tough with your daughter, you let me know and just say, hey, I'm not emotionally available today. I'm going to sit this one out. I'm so sorry. Instead of, I don't know, she's such a fucking asshole. It makes me mad.
She's really, really not. Well, she does this thing too where, like, I feel like she just, I wonder what her sign is, because she does this long con thing where it's like, if someone she feels like does something she didn't like, she will fucking come up with this like plan to get back at them in this extremely passive aggressive, ridiculous way. Like, she didn't like that Sonia like made her feel like she had to bring a plus one and then she had Marlo's back more. So what is she going to do? She's going to try to ruin her whole business trip.
Yeah.
Like, in a very subtle way that makes it seem like she's, like, that's not what she's doing, but she's just trying to come for her constantly to get back at her. That's what she always fucking does.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so, it's way too much
and
work.
And then she talks to anybody the way she wants to. And then if anybody says anything to her, she disregards it. It makes up all these excuses why she won't talk to them. And it's just like, oh my God, I just hate
it. It's exhausting. It's exhausting.
Like, even, I'm going to throw it way back. But even when she got into that physical altercation with Portia.
Which one was that?
At the reunion that one year. Which when year? She was literally waving that shit.
Oh,
in
did
Portia's
they get into
face.
A physical altercation?
Yeah, Portia literally jumped up and grabbed her hair and threw her down. Oh, yeah, it wasn't good.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
But she had been waving that thing in her face, took a blowhorn out, and literally was talking in Portia's face with the blowhorn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not that anybody deserves to get hit, but holy fucking shit. You just push people to like, and you do whatever you want. And it's so disgusting and inappropriate. I just hate her. I 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 don't like her at all. Okay. Anyways, that's my tangent. So, okay. So now we're on the bus. We're back on the bus and we're going to the track, which was really cool. But on the way to the bus, I thought it was funny because Marlo brings up, she's like reading through her phone and she brings up, Simon buying Portia a Rolls Royce. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's funny. Cause that must've been when all that shit was going down and that shit was crazy. But then Marlo tries to talk to Candy and she's like, oh, come on, Candy, don't be mad. And Candy's like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
And then Marlo's like, oh my God, you're so petty, blah, blah, blah. And Marlo, and then she's like, and then Candy's like, don't talk to me. And she's like, I can talk to you all you want. And it's like, Marlo, just leave her alone.
Just leave the boundaries again. How many times do you have to say?
Yeah.
Ugh, I can't.
And also, if I was Candy, I wouldn't want to talk. I'm Team Candy 100%. Like, I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
You can't just say, and this is what always pisses me off so much. It's like, if you get mad at someone's reaction to you being an asshole, you're a fucking narcissist, honestly. It's like, you can't just go around treating people however you want and then get mad that they're get upset by you being the biggest dick in the world.
Right.
It's like, oh my God.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Anyway, so then they have this catamaran, which I love me a good catamaran.
Catamaran's a freaking blast. It's a freaking blast.
And then, so they have lots of fun. Don't even know why they were bitching about being fucking bitches.
Yeah. But, oh, we'll get to that in a second.
But, but yeah, they have this, the whole, everyone's having a great time. They still find time to talk shit about Sonia, but whatever. And then fucking Sheree, talking about Cheat by Sheree, which is like She by Sheree doesn't exist.
She by Sheree is fraud.
I don't know why we are talking about it like it is a real thing.
Yeah.
It is non-existent.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and I'm actually bored.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about it. I'm actually
bored by Sheree in general.
Yeah. I know, same. I'm not a Sheree stan.
She's either. So, like, influenced by other people.
Mm-hmm.
She has no backbone.
Yeah.
She's just victimizes herself about anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't really have anything going on. I'm like, you're boring.
Yeah. You are boring. And your business is, it just, her business is, I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that she still openly talks about it. And then she talks about how she literally has to change it from a fashion show to a fashion, what, presentation?
Which is not a thing. She made it up.
It's not a thing. And she's like, well, I might not get my pieces in time. I'm like, you don't have
pieces. Of course, because they don't exist.
Yes. Yeah, you do not have pieces, my dear. You are failing miserably.
And for, you, like, 10 years.
You need to give it up.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't talk shit about other people's businesses. Because yours...
Don't talk shit about anybody. Sheree is not in a spot where she should talk say anything negative about anybody. It's true. Like, people could... You're way too easy of a target, so just why don't you calm down? When she was talking about Sonia's event for her birthday party, I was like, sure.
Like I always say, how about you worry about you?
Mm-hmm.
How about you worry about fucking you?
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we have dinner.
Yeah, then we have dinner. And it starts off with Sonia, Ross, Marlo, and Sheree walking to dinner. And Sheree was like, I just feel like... the iFit thing was kind of fucked up. And Sonia was like, And she's like, I told you guys you didn't even try and get a hold of us, whatever. It was just kind of fucked up. And like, I felt like you kind of uninvited. And
flash two, when Sheree said that she was in the lobby, she was at the beach.
No, that was Kenya.
No, it also did Sheree.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And both of them were like, we were ready and we were blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you bitches were not ready.
You were not ready.
So that was just insane.
And then rude. It's like she's here for work.
She's here for work. Why do I have to
say anything more?
And then at dinner, Kenya calls it out. And she's like, you didn't call. You didn't check in. Sonia was like, I was fucking. Could you guys imagine if Kenya Moore was at a work event and somebody tried to call her, what she would actually probably get mad that you tried to call her.
Yeah. And then she would hold it against you for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She's so such a hypocrite. She's so crazy. And so not only do they want to get mad about this, but it's also like your attendance wasn't required.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like a fun going out that she left you for, which... the night before, you were okay with that. You were okay with holding everyone up.
Right.
Knowing damn well you weren't even going to come.
Right.
Because she was just sitting on her patio.
Right.
Which is like, you're a fucking crazy person if you think that's okay or funny or whatever you think.
She was crazy.
She's like, I'll try to make it. And she's just holding them up for no reason.
Right. No, and that was earlier that day on the way to the bus. That was literally earlier that day.
No, it also happened the night before.
Oh.
Yeah, the night before when they were waiting for her and they were like, okay, we're trying to go. And then she ended up getting a cab.
Yeah.
She ended up getting a cab, but she had said, she was like, okay, I'll try to make it. And then they ended up leaving her. That was the night before. And then she did the same fucking thing the next day. Anyway, but this time Sonia doesn't call her. She's like, you need to be there at 9:30 or we're leaving. Otherwise, I have a whole thing planned for you that's going to be super fucking fun.
Right.
So if you're not coming, I'm just assuming you're going to do that. And that's then, fine.
Okay, for one, Marlo made it. How did Marlo figure it out?
True.
And none of you guys could. For two, the fact that they said they felt uninvited, I was like, shut the fuck up.
So crazy.
Oh my God, if I was Sonia, I would have. But then Ross steps in and he's like, No, what you're not going to do is fuck with my wife like that.
He really did.
And I was like, thank God, because this is insane.
Insane. And honestly, Marlo knew exactly what happened and did not stick up for Sonia. And all Sonia has done obnoxiously has been to stick up for Marlo all season, even when it was not warranted. And Marlo did not have her back. Not at all. She was just letting her get devoured by fucking Sheree and Kenya, who were in the wrong.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Like I said offline, like when the preview happened, I was like, men need to stay out of this. But when it actually happened, I'm like, yeah, I'm Team Ross.
Yeah.
Team fucking Ross.
Right.
Fuck that. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Because it's his work trip too. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what? Whatever. It's so stupid. And didn't you have fun on the catamaran anyways? Okay, yeah. Perfect. Shut the fuck up.
Like, thank you for booking that for us, mm-hmm. You fucking psycho.
Right.
Anyway, then we can't have an episode without having Ralph do something.
Little bitch Ralph. Boy. Yeah.
So he does a reading from his book. And it's a good reading.
Yeah, it's sweet.
But it was just like, you're such a bullshitter.
Yeah.
That's all I can hear when he talks. Mm, I know. And then Drew's just sitting there literally gazing at him. Yeah. Like, it's unbelievable.
It's like you have the worst husband in the entire world.
And she's like, well, we'll address that later. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's why you guys have fucking problems.
You're gonna address the adoption later. Adoption is a huge life event.
Yeah.
But whatever. Right. What do I know?
And he's like, and she's like, not if it's gonna traumatize my child. I don't want him to adopt him. It's like, he has convinced you that it's gonna traumatize him for him to adopt him.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Insane. Oh.
So then the last bit of that is Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah. So Watch What Happens Live. Andy kind of called, somebody writes in actually, and they are saying, Marlo, do you feel like you're unnecessarily hitting below the belt to everybody this season?
Which is not a question. She absolutely does.
Yeah, it's 100%. And Marlo's like, I don't know why they're asking if it's unnecessary. She's like, it's not unnecessary. And she's like, it's completely warranted. And Andy was like, with Candy? What did Candy do? And Marlo's like, well, she was on Watch What Happens Live, like making fun of the archive. And Andy was like, well, Watch What Happens Live when Candy was on was like 2 weeks ago. And the season was like months and months and months ago. And literally Marlo could not keep her story straight. And she's like, well, that's what started everything. And I'm not going to talk about it. And it was insane. She's I'm crazy. Like, you're fucking crazy. And so I don't crazy. Know. I think Marlo getting a peach was a good shakeup. But like, I just am not here for her. She's just dirty and nasty. And
she, yeah, she really brings the quality of the show down.
Yeah.
She I just agree. Really does. She's so gross.
I agree.
But anyway, so that's this week. Yeah, not a super interesting week. Not impressed with pretty much any of the shows.
Yeah.
But it might pop off. Just counting down the days until Potomac still, really.
Yeah, they have I think they're coming out with the trailers in for that.
Yay.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a lot of reunions going on. So write in your questions.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want us to send them in, send us your questions.
Yeah.
And we'd love to do that.
And then we'll try and get in front of Andy because
we've been trying.
Yeah, we've been trying.
We're going to continue to try. But we are on the socials. We're on Instagram. It's doseofreality_. That's DOS. And then on the gram, we are dose.of.reality. And yeah, like and subscribe like, and do subscribe, all the stuff.
Listen. Tell
Andy.
Send
to Andy.
Send to Andy. We want to be guests on... Watch What Happens.
Sometimes I think about that and I'm like, I don't know, some of the games they play I would do so bad at.
Oh, some of the game, every game they play I'm like, bring it the fuck on.
The ones where they get blindfolded and have to name celebrities, I'm like, I would bomb that. Bomb, 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 bomb.
I like the one who it's like this or that, like with, I don't know, I feel like I'm ready.
Okay, well, at least neither of us will call Lizzo precious, so
yeah,
there's that.
That's not Kathy Hilton.
Woof. Anyway, like and subscribe. See y'all later. Bye.
Okay, bye.